Entering a new generation of customer, the approach used for in-person selling has to evolve. Today's customers care less about price and more about value-driven connections. Interaction selling stems from bidirectional communication in the form of verbal and nonverbal connections. Facial expressions, body language, and emotions all play an important role in the selling process. Here we have a customer working with a sales member. Take note of your emotional reaction when you take a closer look. It's like an old saying, it's written all over their face. Facial expressions show a customer's reaction at the given experience. But what if the customer has a good poker face? Not every customer is willing to show a reaction when you're positioning products and services. It's important to notice the environment in which the interaction is occurring. How is the customer reacting physically in the environment? Hand positioning, stance, distance, distraction, all use body language to communicate the experience in the environment. Now let's reflect on the emotions that were triggered by the picture. Was the interaction positive? Was it negative? Nonverbal communication is only the cover of a customer's book, and you can't judge a book by its cover. And this is all true for the initial assessment. In the next section, we'll explore the connection between nonverbal and verbal communication.